The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, and a very pleasant good afternoon, Indian fans. And welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. Sectional semifinals here today, Bobby. We got the Ada Bulldogs coming to town, and we're just getting on the air just in time for the national anthem here. So we'll take a quick break here with the national anthem, come back with the starting lineups and first pitch in just a second.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with a Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery here in the sectional semifinals. And tonight the Bulldogs come to town here from Ada. They come in with a 6-10 record, 1-7 in their league. And we don't know much about them, Bobby, but hopefully we can handle them tonight and move on to Thursday, huh?
No, that's exactly right, Copy. Indians coming off a tough loss. But I like our chance today. We got senior Dylan Evers on the mound. Dylan's been pitching well for Coach Kalpin. And I look for that to continue tonight, and let's get the tournament trail started.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's certainly deserved every bit of his start here in the first tournament game. And I'll go over the lineups here for the Ada Bulldogs. Jake Morgan will be at shortstop. He'll be batting first. Jake Poling will be at second base. He will be batting in the second hole. Ty Jameson will be out in left field. He'll be batting third. Trent Enos will be on the mound for the Ada Bulldogs tonight. He'll be batting in the cleanup position. Cameron Bobber will be in the right field. He'll be batting fifth. Caden Phipps will be at first base, batting sixth. Roman Snyder will be out in center field. He'll be batting seventh. Spencer Wall will be in, I take him back. Snyder will be at third, and Spencer Wall will be out in center field. And Jacob Southerly will be behind the plate, and he'll be batting in the ninth hole. For the Indians, Cubby Wanda will lead us off. He'll be out in left field. Landon Post, Ryan Post, and Brock Deuce will be the first four batters. And we're getting ready to go underway here. And first pitch comes in there. Actually, we're on the third pitch. I'm reading. We're one ball, two strikes. You're ready to the first batter.
This is the first game in Fort Recovery history that started on time. Home game.
Let's see if the clock starts running.
4:57.
Yep.
Exactly what I got.
I've never been this happy before.
It's all good by me. It's high and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Beautiful day, folks. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. How's popcorn today?
Good. Ooh, that's inside. Might have caught him a little bit. Flipped his bat there a little bit.
Might be the first hit batsman Dylan's had all year.
Yeah. Got in front of him, then he come back and curveball got away from him. So leadoff guy goes down to first. Hit by a pitch, and that brings Jake Poling to the plate. Second baseman. These guys got some groovy uniforms.
I like them.
Yep.
Their football jerseys were the same way when we played them playoffs up there.
Yep. Was that about 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Got a piece of that one found away. That's right. We did play the Ada Bulldogs. And
yep.
I think we got lost going up there. Remember that?
Trying to think.
We got her to Ada. We couldn't find the
field. Looking for lights? Comes the 0-1. There goes the nope. Runner fakes. Briggs comes up. Doesn't have to fire. One ball, one strike. Quick throw over to Daniel Patch over at first base. I'll go over the rest of the lineup. Brock Deuce was at third base. He's batting fourth. Daniel Patch is at first. Riley Will out in the center. Dylan Evers on the mound. Obviously, Kendrick Wanda will be DHing this evening. And Troy Homan will be at shortstop, and he will be batting in the nine hole. Comes the pitch. That swung on and missed. Who's Kendrick DHing for? That one's fouled almost back to the old press box here.
Oh, Dylan, I would figure. No, Dylan's.
Yeah, Dylan's in there. I don't know. Riggs.
Rigger, yep.
Doing it for Riggs.
Oh, got him leaning.
Oh, had him leaning over there at first. Ooh. Close play.
That was really close.
Comes a 2-2. That one's popped up. Infield got a chance on it. Dylan makes the play, and that's out number one. Runner remains at first, and that's going to bring Ty Jameson to the plate. Your wife had a really cool picture of you and your little grandson sitting up here in the booth.
I think it was the first year.
Yeah, I knew Lane was a little turd there, and it was a really good picture. Of course, I made a rude comment.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did you? I didn't mean to make fun of the size of your head. First pitch strike.
It's too bad that they charge $10.
I didn't see anybody down there taking money.
Well, I think they're out in the parking lot.
They don't have money. It has to be the thing. So I believe they have, I think it's Renee Evers that's going around and checking people's phones when they come in. So
I did see Renee out there walking around.
Yeah, no money, no tickets.
There's a ground ball over to short. Troy gets a cherry hop. He goes over to Landon at second, gets the lead runner, and that's out number two.
Now batting number one, Trent Ennis.
So with two away, that brings Trent Ennis to the plate. He's the hurdler for the Bulldogs tonight. And Coach Jason Campbell. Nice pitch in there by Dylan. Hits the outside edge for a strike. Infield playing really shallow. That pitch a little inside. I think Jerry's theory here tonight is we'll play there until you burn us.
Big Ivo.
I've probably been mowing all day.
But he'd been on that old mower, absolutely. Dylan's last start against St. Mary's, he got in a groove, Cowpie. And didn't you say one inning he threw 15 out of 16 strikes?
He was, yeah, and he got stronger and stronger. And it might have been his best outing. He also had a great one against Verzales. Yeah. There goes the runner. That's going to get away from Riggs, and he's going to have an easy stolen base.
I think he's one of those pitchers that you got to get him early, because if he gets settled in, he gets thrown strikes, gets a rhythm.
I think so, too.
So this is a big bat here for Ada. They need to got a chance to get on him early. They're in scoring position.
Two outs here. Two balls, two strikes. Man.
Got to play here. Knock it down.
Nice job right there. Runner had a chance to get over to third on the pass ball, and he didn't decide to go. And Might have been a mistake there.
Little jersey, little, thinking we got a little nerves here by Big Dylan. That one there about hit us.
Yeah, that. Thank God we got a net in front of us. Here comes a payoff pitch. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate, and that's going to be a K-burger for Dylan Evers. Well, he hits a guy, but nothing to show for it, and we're through the top of the first. No score here in foot recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McEldowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hey, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. We're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Dylan Evers did a nice job in the top of the first. Got over the jitters. He did hit the first guy, and after that, settled down and make it back a bonga. Here we go, bottom of the first inning, and Indians, I'm hoping they can get these bats hot. Wouldn't it be fun to get the old bats hot for a couple games here anyway and just see what happens? And Kobe Wendell's going to lead us off. Kobe's been hitting the ball very, very solid. See if I can find his stats here. Kobe Wendell batting .292 on the season. Not too shabby.
Leading off for the Indians, number 7, Kobe Wendell.
Guarantee you the seniors don't want this to be their last game of the year, Spencer.
Nope, sure don't. Don't want this to even be the last week of the year.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Wouldn't that be fun?
Just play a couple of weeks at least.
Would be fun to head to, well, we don't know for sure, but we're assuming Crestview, correct?
Yes. Be Crestview versus New Knoxville, and New Knoxville's won one game this year. Correct. And Crestview is one of the best teams in the state, so it's a pretty good assumption, but they play them for a reason.
That's why we play ball. First pitch comes in there a little elevated. Kobe takes it, but calls strike. No balls and a strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score here in Fort Recovery. Semi-sectionals. A pitch curveball lands in the dirt in front of the catcher. Comes back to the screen. Coach Bailey down in first. Coach Kalf over at third here. Beautiful sunny Tuesday afternoon. There's a ground ball foul over into the Ada Bulldog dugout. I'm hoping this game goes pretty quick. Got a little grass to mow tonight there at home. Growing like gangbusters right now,
yep.
Spencer.
Yeah, got us a little rain over the weekend, and I'm sure that helped some. Do you get yours fertilized?
I do. I get her fertilized. It's growing about a half inch an hour right now. Kobe chases one there to try to stay alive.
I'm going to start having people do the weed treatment, but I'm not doing any fertilizing. I don't need mine to grow any faster.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I am tired after 70 years living there of all the weeds.
Here comes a 1-2. That swung on and ripped foul into the dugout.
So I talked to Steve Stone after one of our Saturday morning shows. Mm-hmm. Comes in there at 7:15.
Does he still spraying?
No, he has. Craig Garman does that for him. So caught Craig the other day coming up the alley on his mower and said, "Can you do stuff?" Yep.
Pitches outside. Kobe having a great at bat here to lead this ball game off. He's on pitch about 7 or 8 here.
Yep.
2 balls, 2 strikes to him.
Kind of like his brothers used to do. File them off till you find one you like.
Yep. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. So with one away, that brings our second baseman, Landon Post, to the plate.
All right, hey, I got to go.
Landon having another good year here for the Indians. He batting .239 so far. Swing and a miss right there on high cheese.
How about Brenna Holman, the MAC Player of the Year, girls
Did
softball?
Did she really?
That could be our first ever.
Congratulations. Brenna Holman.
I'd say that's awesome. The first ever Fort Recovery Softball Player of the Year.
That is awesome.
That surprised me. I figured that.
Who was the boys? Kid from Bremen?
Yeah, it was.
Mitchell Hayes?
And the Denninger from Coldwater.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was surprised, but she's definitely deserving of it. But I figured it'd be a Minster, possibly
a strike,
Coldwater player. Not that I know any of them, you know, anybody else on those teams that would be more deserving, but you know, a lot of times it goes to first place teams. But
yeah,
we were right there.
She worked her butt off.
Yes, she
finished 17-9. That pitch is outside. Ooh. Good eye by Landon.
When she kind of led our comeback from winning a game here and there in a season to actually being a contender for the MAC right up to the last game. You know, over 3 seasons, she's made a lot of difference.
Her pitch is high.
Hey, we got an anniversary out there.
Who we got?
Jeffrey Overholzer, 30 years.
Jeffrey O.
30 Biggins.
30 years.
Who doesn't love him?
Congratulations, yeah. Jeffrey O.
How many years you been married?
42.
Who?
I remember.
All four?
Yeah. I remember Rodney Dangerfield, one of his famous lines is, "Hey, my wife and I celebrating 22 years of wedded bliss. That's not bad out of 40.
Yep. Yeah. Big Rodney.
Rodney's clapping.
Here is our first team all MAC baseball player, Ryan Post. Congratulations, Ryan.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well deserved.
Shows bunt, goes foul.
Yep. Don't stop now, Ryan. Keep showing them why you're the.
I'm a guessing Posty's probably our leader in the clubhouse when it comes to percentage of batting, and he is .353.
Second team was Brock Dews. Good job, Brock. I'm glad you got that. Well deserved.
Woo. Landon getting off of second base, had him leaning big time. Coach Feely had to grab him and pull him back.
And Daniel Patch, also second team. So honorable mention. Of course, we talked about Dylan Evers. So congratulations, those four kids.
Absolutely.
Well deserved.
There's a pitch right down the heart of the plate. Landon going down to second, and he's going to be in there easy. So stolen base by Landon Post gives Ryan a chance to drive in the game's first run.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's behind in the count, 0-2.
I don't know if the catcher had a little trouble getting a hold of the ball, but he wound up on throwing that. It took him a long time to get it out of his hand.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Gets away from the catcher. Catcher comes up, fires it down to first base, and gets the out. And Landon goes over to third on that bobbled paw.
Yeah.
What was that?
A bobbled paw.
A bobbled paw.
That's as good as a.
I don't think the.
Is laying down a sacrifice bunt.
Watching the catcher. No, it's not. Neil, you don't sacrifice bunt with a runner at second.
Well, but I'm saying it's as good as any sacrifice, okay, a sacrifice fly.
Goes down as a K in the book, though.
Yes, it does.
Need a base hit. Slow curve.
Brock Deuce comes in there now. Bruiser Deuce coming in. See what old Bruiser's batting for the year.
About .286.
.266.
Not bad.
Pretty good guess, though. Comes the 1-0, swinging a miss.
That ball's got to look like a watermelon coming up there.
Yeah,
guys,
this young man's throwing it
in
the high 60s and the 70s. And next time we go through the order, I think it's going to be kaplunk time, but we'll see.
That one's right over our melon.
You parked where you usually are, Dave?
Nope, brought the golf cart again. I like that.
Oh, yep.
I realized that Bobby was getting some primo spots here parking-wise.
You're right, yep. Either.
So I kind of thought maybe I'd pull the old same stunt.
We're a couple years away from just setting up in our golf carts.
That would.
Well, if you see Chuck at work, tell him to figure
Look
that
us
out.
Up, yeah. Wireless. I'd put our headphones on.
I'd be pretty surprised if he can't do that pretty easy.
And then we could do it from all
if
over
Neil
the field.
If Neil buys one, yeah, we could give him different angles.
Yeah. Yeah. Here comes a 2-2. Ooh. That's inside, ball three.
How about if you're a senior right now? How fired up are you?
I remember playing, and I was super fired up. And we won our first game, and then we got beat our second game.
No, I'm talking about school being over.
Oh, baseball-wise, there's a ground ball right there through the hole, and it is.
There we go.
So an RBI single by Brock Deuce drives in the game's first run, and Landon Post crosses home plate.
Good job, Brock.
To make it a 1-0 ball game. So the first base hit of the game also drives in the game's first run.
Did you by any chance see the Washington Nationals played the Cubs last night? And Schwarber played center field, and Chris Bryant played center field.
There goes a runner on the first pitch. Rocky down there. Here comes the throw. Oh, he's in there.
And Schwarber was a Cub, and he was traded to the Nationals this year. So after an inning, the first inning, Bryant left him a Twix candy bar out in the outfield in the grass.
Did he really?
Because he knows he loves Twix candy bars.
Found it out there.
So he goes out there. You can see it laying there. I like when like major leagues do stupid stuff like that. It makes them human, you know.
Well, I guarantee you, Schwarber and Bryant was probably pretty good buds,
absolutely.
Too. And because Schwarber, I would guarantee you, he looks like Chris Farley.
So yeah, he's drinking beer after every game.
Yeah, he would be a hoot to be in that dugout with. Swing and a miss by Patchy.
Just by watching the catcher, the Indians should be able to be pretty aggressive on
they're
the base.
They're a pretty small
pass.
Team overall. Yeah, looking at the players, I mean, they're not big and strong kids. I mean, I'm looking in the outfield, the infield, behind the plate. There goes the runner. Rocky head first, standing up before the ball gets down there. So now he's 90 feet away, so a pass ball, I think, is what Jerry Kalp's thinking. Could potentially score another run.
I'm thinking a double in the gap.
Or a base knock here by big number 66.
Really shallow.
That baby's low. Three balls, two strikes now. Yeah, they're in their outfield. The center fielder is actually playing a little deeper than everybody.
Wind blown in. Must be, I'll bet. Ain't much wind, but when it is blowing, it looks like it might be coming in from the south.
Come on, Daniel. That's a ground ball over towards foul down the third baseline. What's Coach Kalp going to do there? Just kick it?
Paul O'Neill.
He's going to Paul O'Neill it back to the pitch. Although he was 10 feet away.
He had long legs.
Here comes the 3-2 again. That was swung on and hit out towards right field. Right fielder right there. Just unbelievable spot. But, hey, the Indians get a run. They strand one. And we got one in the books. Indians lead 1-0.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecue pork. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead for their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go, top of the second inning. Dylan's going to face 5-6-7 and Bobber, Phipps, and Snyder, first three guys. Quickly, Dylan out in front of this batter. No balls, two strikes. Struck out one in the first. And that is a hard hit ball out towards Kobe out in left field. And I think base hit. Couldn't tell if he scooped it up or caught it.
It must have been on the one hop. I thought he might have caught it, but nobody actually
had to be. Had to be.
Yep.
So the first base hit goes to Cameron Bobber, and that's going to bring Caden Phipps to the plate. First baseman for the Bulldogs. There goes the runner. There's a bunt, and that's bunted up and out of the stadium.
Hit a car right on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Nice song by the Drifters out of the 60s.
So it's be a nice weekend. We're going to try to throw some golf in there somewhere, or nay?
I have. How about this one?
Graduation parties out the wazoo.
No.
Quick throw to first.
I do have a graduation party, but on Saturday, I have a Fort Recovery High School golf alumni tournament.
Golf alumni?
Yes. I like Johan, it. Carl, Wendell.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy, ball game.
That one's bunted foul.
That should
Brawny.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, we got, we're playing.
Back in the day when you coached all your boys?
Yeah, we're playing 27 holes Saturday, and then I'm sure that is going to be an absolute complete wreck.
Yes.
Well, I should definitely play you on Sunday morning after you play 27 on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be awesome.
Here comes the 0-2. That's got to be a ball
eye. Pretty close.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I haven't seen them guys for a while.
Will any of them care who wins?
Zero cares.
That one's fouled.
They never cared when they played.
It's not going to change.
No.
20 years later? They out of school? 15 years, probably?
Yeah, probably. Kevin Perkins will be here. I haven't seen Kevin forever.
Oh, that's good. That's
to see
really
Kevin.
Good.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Where
Weasel
is he?
Brunswick. Actually, Spencer, he just moved to Van Wert, I heard.
Oh.
He was in Columbus, and then he moved to Van Wert.
Comes a 1-2, quick throw over to first.
But his dad doesn't still live in Van Wert, does he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. He went from here to there.
His brother passed away. That was.
Oh, he did? I don't think
you remember
I knew
Jeff?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
That pitch swing and a miss. Quick throw down to. That would have been a great play by Riggsy to get double him up there. But a strikeout for Phipps, and that's going to bring Snyder to the plate. Second punch out of the game so far for Dylan.
They got some little dudes on this team. Look at them.
I know. Can't fill their jerseys out.
Nope. We got plenty of beef here up in the booth. We give them some if they need it.
Yeah, shoot them about 40 pounds. There goes the runner. That's in the dirt. Tough play for Riggs, and that's going to be an easy pass down to second base. So Bobber down there at second now.
That's a great name, by the
position.
Way.
It's Bober, but I think.
Is it
I
Bobber?
Think I think I heard him pronounce it Bober.
We're going Bobber today.
That's okay. Yeah. Yep. They can't hear us.
Nope.
Oh, Isaac, he doesn't know either. He just made it up.
They tell him. Yeah.
Spencer, you're killing me.
Well, they do.
We know, Neil.
That one's in the dirt, too. Nice job by Riggs to hang on to that one. Dylan, got to get them curveballs up a little bit, my friend.
Yeah,
too much work behind the plate when you don't have them.
Kind of everybody on their team is built like Landon Post.
Are you ready to go? Well.
Two balls, no strikes. Here it comes. There's a one on the inside edge for strike one.
What? Are you ready? Hi, Dodo. Hi. Are you? You got your glove ready?
Mine was in the dirt. My stop by the. Oh, we're going to get him at third. Absolutely. That couldn't have worked out any better. So, what happened was the ball hits the dirt, gets past Riggs, hits the chest protector of the umpire, falls right back in Riggs' hand. He guns it to third, and the guys throw it out from here to there. How about that, folks?
Yep. That worked out.
Sometimes it works.
Yep. It was a great throw.
So out number two. Nice job. Bobby, you missed that one right there. It worked out.
Yep, sorry.
Off the chest protector's
perfect. Neat play.
So Snyder's still at the plate, and now the bases are empty. And that's ball four.
So are you like nostalgia? Do you get sentimental and stuff like that?
No.
No? Okay.
I do.
This could be the last baseball game I ever played at this stadium.
For high school, it almost for sure will be.
It could be.
As long as the new place gets done on time.
Could
it's
be.
It's possible.
Yep.
That's Miss Livy Patch walking up here.
How'd your year in basketball go? I was trying to follow it.
You know what? She did okay. She got some playing time. You know, as a freshman, it's tough to get up there and play with those girls. So.
Absolutely.
But from, you know, everything you read and Facebook stuff, it looks like Liv's doing good.
Good. Hillsdale, correct?
Yep.
Where's Hillsdale?
Hillsdale is about a half hour into Michigan. Would you agree with that, Neil? Maybe a little farther?
Yep.
It's actually a pretty piece of cake drive, I think.
Right up old 75?
Nope.
127?
127.
I was thinking it was. I haven't been there in 50 years, but my dad, when he was the feed salesman, that was part of his territory, and he had a real good customer that I think is the second biggest customer he had besides St. Clair Mills.
There's a strike right across the middle of the plate. Two balls and a strike to Spencer Wall. Center fielder here for the Bulldogs. Runner at first. Two outs. 1-0 game. Favor of the Indians. Picked up one in the bottom of the first.
2 hours exactly. 115 miles.
Sounds about right.
Pitch in the dirt. Ball
come on,
four.
Dylan.
Back
come
to
on,
back
kid.
Walks.
Let him
here.
Hit it. Let him hit it, buddy.
Back to back walks.
What's happening right now?
I think we are.
So we got a bulldozer?
Nope. We are hauling water.
Hauling water or hauling?
No, somebody comes in here, I think, and gets water. That's a company that fills up swimming pools.
Yeah.
I know we talked about
it. We charge him $10?
I don't know what we get out of a load of water.
No, we charge him $10 getting a baseball game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't have a ticket.
Probably not.
I bet he didn't.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah, so we're chit-chatting at the mound. We're just,
Terry just going out and saying, Dylan, hey, settle down, brother.
Yep.
We don't know if they can hit or not.
This is un-Dylan-ish like.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's got something to do with some jitters. Jerry pumped him up saying,
and
you and Riggs just hit the mitt, brother. It's not close. Nope, not even close.
Okay.
Nope. He threw a couple of top of the back screen, a lot in the dirt. Un-Dylan-like, so.
Takes a deep breath out there on the mound, and we'll see what happens here.
One in first and second, two outs, though, so we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we need to get out of this little mini jam. I call it a mini jam with
two
outs.
I like mini jam.
Yeah, mini jam with two outs. Now, if we were up, this would be huge.
Big.
Mini jam when the opposition's at the plate.
Now,
there
boy.
We go, Dylan.
Nice.
So you got a big pipe back there you fill that bad boy up with?
I think they can pull under something, if I ain't mistaken. I don't really know the answer. I haven't seen them fill one. But
garden hose. He'll leave on Thursday.
Here comes the 0-1. Nice pitch by Dylan to get ahead. No balls and two strikes. Hopefully he'll unhook, come back next week, get his tanker full of water. I don't really know. I don't know what we got back here.
So you're the mayor, right?
Yeah.
Nice job. Way to be involved.
This one swung on, fouled out of play.
Della Link got that one in the forehead.
I have no idea how we fill a semi-load of water, but I'm going to have to say it's got something to do with a pipe or a hose. Jacob Southerly. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. Curveball stays high.
My daughter sent me a video today of one of those TikTok videos that had a guy with a hat. A big, long, really big.
The big Bills. There's the one popped up.
All right.
Looks like Troy's going to be able to make a play on it, and he does at shortstop.
We'll continue.
So that takes care of that problem. We're going down to the bottom of the first, second inning. Indians lead 1-0.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Going to be 6-7-8. Riley Will, Dylan Evers, and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters. So if the Indians can somehow manage to get this bad boy tonight, we're assuming we're going to head off to Convoy Crestview. Play the Knights. And we didn't play them during the year, did we?
Yep.
We did play them during the year, like I said.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they beat us 4-3. Is that right, Bob? Something like that.
I was thinking it was 4-2, maybe 4-3.
Yeah, it might have been 4-2.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. It was here.
Yep.
It was here.
Early. Right.
I absolutely remember it well now.
You have no idea, do you?
No.
Not one pitch. They know the color of uniforms.
Not one player. Kalen Ensler. He played basketball.
Play.
Yeah. No baseball.
Tall? No baseball.
Big fella. All right, Riley steps in there.
He could be Randy Johnson.
Could be Randy Johnson.
He does kind of look like Randy Johnson. The unit. Swing and a miss by Riley. One ball, one strike. Riley Will batting .222 so far on this season. On base percentage of .341.
Okay, I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to say he's the hardest luck batter we've had this year.
He very easily could have at least another half a dozen hits for sure. We've seen at least a half a dozen of them robbed. The classic was at Walpoff the other night. That was unbelievable.
Yep. Stealing. Guy goes over cover. He hits an absolute laser. Right to the bag.
No way anybody catches that ball. That one's outside. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes.
Should have been a double down the line.
He just absolutely has hit them exactly where they're planning. Here comes a 2-2. Gets a piece of that one back to the wall.
When I play down, it's called Nipper. Nipper.
Yep.
Got a Nipper. Kendrick runs over and picks it up. What a beautiful afternoon.
Get your grass mowed today, too?
Did not.
I'm going to do that when we get home.
No, I got T-ball tonight, boys.
There's a hard hit ball out towards the center fielder. Center fielder again, planning perfect. Makes about two steps. And that's out number one. It's going to bring our pitcher, number 28, senior Dylan Evers, to the plate. T-ball, big laner.
7 o'clock.
I hit rockets,
Grandpa. Probably going to win two trophies. Shout out to the Etzlers. They're listening tonight. They're Hillsdale College fans. I think Kathy's brother was a...
Yep.
He's in the Hall of Shame up there.
Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yep, I think...
Yeah,
Dave Springer. I saw it on Facebook this year, but I think he was... I think that was one of those memories.
Where's Mrs. Etzler from?
Crestview. Yeah.
She and Chuck both.
I knew Chuck was.
Okay. Yeah, so she was actually from Wren-ish.
Her dad owned the...
Renko Trophy.
That one's a strike on the outside edge.
Two doors down from Wren Tavern.
Wiffle ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wiffle ball championship of the world supposedly played there.
Had a fun night in that little bar one night. That was
a great pitch.
Curveball catches the outside edge.
How fast is that going in there?
27 miles an hour.
My guess was in the teens, but
Dylan's like, are you kidding me?
How do you throw that first strike? He said.
Here comes a 1-2. Fastball in the dirt.
No, that was a knuckler.
Didn't see it.
Watch his hands.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he threw a knuckler.
Well, he throws his knuckler with some smoke. That's his go-to pitch?
I don't know, but that thing.
His 1-2 pitch?
See the grip?
Yeah, it does have a kind of a crazy grip. But it's rotating. It's not. I was trying to watch the spin. There was.
Center fielder's doing butterflies out there.
Yep.
Here comes the payoff pitch here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Swung on and hit over towards the hole. Shortstop backhands it, comes up, fires over to first base, and gets past the first baseman. Actually, it's a hard hit ball. He backhanded it, stopped it, popped out of his glove, and I think in our book, that goes down as a 1-B.
I like it.
And that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick batting for Riggs Toby.
Let's go, Kendrick.
Well, if I wouldn't have to mow tonight, I would like to come and watch Lane see his first at bat. There goes the runner right off the bat. Here comes the throw.
Whoa.
That's way outside. That's going to go out in the center field. Dylan's going to take off. He's going to head to third. Right fielder picks it up. And Dylan safely stands up on third. So with one out, Kendrick Wendell with a chance to drive in that run. I would say Lane's first year, he'll hit the tee somewhere about 5 inches below the ball.
Yep.
About nine times.
That's where most of them do.
Yeah.
A pitch is swung on and out of play.
Listening for a thump.
Yeah, I was doing all those, you know, we all went through that with our kids coaching. And, you know, you have the kids that
get it.
That do it, and then you got the kids that come in and haven't never done it before. But they have fun.
Good pitch.
Yep. Hacking at it. I love it.
It's a little outside.
Ada fans getting fired up.
They wanted the K-Burger there. They wanted to ring him up here, but.
Uh-oh. Beeper.
Here comes the 1-2. That's swung on and over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it cleanly, fires over to first base, and that's going to do it. But that's going to score an inning. That's going to score a run here. Dylan comes in. Kendrick goes down 6-3. I was ahead of myself thinking that was 3 outs, but that's only 2 outs, so the Indians pick up another run to make it 2-0. And that brings our little lefty to the plate. Lefty's about due to cut loose for some hits.
Yep.
First pitch a little wide. Grandma fired up for the game?
Who knows?
Face paint or anything? That one's high and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Our Reds couldn't get her last night, Bobby. We get down. Last I saw, it was 6-1. I saw it was 6-3.
Man, back-to-back homers. I think Naquin and Eugenio hit one.
I tell you what, ever since you laid into it.
I told him, send him minors.
You were going to send him to Louisville, and guy's been cracking home runs left and right. He must have heard you. Here comes the 3-0. Troy probably taking all the way. Right down Broadway. 3 balls and a strike now. 2 outs here, bottom of the second inning. Indians lead 2-0. Only a matter of time, folks, I think, before the old crooked numbers go up on the scoreboard for the Indians.
Power outage. We got some power outage. You get a thing from Gray, north side of Kim Potcutter said her power's out.
Probably from an ice storm today.
Could be. Took the ball 4 inside. So Troy heads down to first. Second base on balls given up by the Ada Bulldogs.
Looking at the first team All-MAC from Coldwater, it's Blasing Game, Dellinger, and Zach McKibben, and Luke Sudoff, four from Coldwater. Ryan Post is our lone Fort Recovery rep. Dylan Fleck from Marion, the lone Marion rep. Four from Minster, Kettner, Nixon, and Schmidt. Five from Bremen and Alec Burke, Bickle, Hayes, and Hulse. Vince Yules, never heard of him.
You know what? I forgot about the Nixon boy. He was pretty tough here, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty tough to pick out the best player of the league, you know?
I agree. Felver and Hughes from Parkway. St. Henry has three. And
there goes the runner. That swung on. Hit and run was on. Ball goes up sky high, coming down. Second baseman makes the play for out number three. So Kobe pops up to the second baseman to end the inning. But we get a little damage. We score one run on one hit. And we'll be back with the top of the third. Indians lead 2-0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, here we go. Top of the third inning. Dylan Evers back out there on the old mound, and he's going to face not Landon Post, but they're going to roll the top. It's going to be Jake Morgan, Jake Poling, and Ty Jameson, first three batters. Always got to remember to flip my book, folks.
You've had that problem a couple times.
Yeah.
It's almost never a real problem, though.
Sectional tournament gets underway today, folks. Perry's playing Spencerville, Crestview in Knoxville, and us in Ada. These are first-round games in the Division IV Coldwater Sectional District. On the bottom half of that bracket, you got Marion Local. They're playing Delphus St. John's. That'd probably be a good game.
Probably a ball game. But, you know, Delphus went to Minster and won.
Yeah.
There's a rocket between short and third, and that's going to be a base hit by the leadoff man, Jake Morgan.
And the other bottom of the game today is St. Henry versus Waynesville Goshen. So those are your first-round matchups today. The seeded teams are is LCC, the third seed. New Bremen gets two seed, and of course, Lincoln View is in our bracket. They got the number one seed. So,
I wonder what their final record was. Does it say it on there?
It does not. I'm guessing that Lincoln View probably lost four or five games.
I'd say they could be.
I think they lost five. I think I looked a week or so ago, and I think they lost
realistically
five.
Could be 20-win game. There's a ground ball over
them where they ain't.
Ryan Post at right field, and back-to-back base hits to start out the top of the third inning, and Ada's got a little something-something going here. With nobody out in there, three and four hitters coming to the plate. So back-to-back base knocks. Ty Jameson comes to the plate now. He grounded out. Last time up. Shows bunt, takes it for a strike.
You definitely got to be thinking he's laying her down here, don't you?
Well, Rockies looks like he's going to cover third. Dylan's got to cover the third side of the infield, and then Patchy's coming in big time from first base. There's a bunt, and that's going to go foul. So now he's got him in a hole here. No balls, two strikes. Coach has got to make a play here now. What's he going to do?
You see Coach Campbell talking to him, saying, man, you got to get her down, buddy.
Yeah, got to get her down. We need them two runs to tie this thing up.
He's going to be swinging away now, I would think.
I would certainly think so, too. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Nice job, Dylan.
That's the way. Good job.
So with one away, brings Trent Ennis to the plate. He struck out looking his last time up. See if Dylan can do the same here. Yeah, that ground ball there by the second hit there, that was Landon normally fields that, but he was over there playing a different spot. There's a bunt. That comes right back over to Dylan. Dylan's going to come up, and nobody covering second base.
Or first.
And nobody covering first base. So Dylan turns and fires. And nobody home at first base, and that is a base hit bunt. So now Morgan's at third, Poling at second, Ennis at first. One out, Cameron Bobber. Your batter. Cameron had a base hit his first time up. Got thrown out going to third. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Bases jammed. One out. Top of the third. Indians up 2-0.
Let's go, Dylan.
Big batter here this inning. That one's high. No place to put him, 28. No place to put him.
No, I think he's taken here, too.
Yeah, I think with bases jammed. Pitches inside.
I guarantee he's taking here.
Yeah, he's taking here is right. Three balls, one strike. Bases juiced. Walking around here with a bad pitch. How about a strike, Dylan? Swing and a miss. Got him. Obviously, the scoreboard was wrong. Three balls, two strikes. And we'll take that, folks.
Absolutely.
So a punch
Plus, I
out.
Think he swung a ball four.
I think it was pretty high. So now, two outs, bases loaded again. Let's see if Dylan can get out of this jam. That one's popped up and out of play. Caden Phipps, your batter. Struck out swinging his first time up.
Now, this kid looks like he might be able got a pretty good frame on him. Took a good cut there, too. Look at Kobe out there on the left.
Man, just daring him to hit.
Yeah, he can scratch Brock Dews' ears.
Man, that was closer than it.
Yeah, should have been. I think through the second. Yeah. That was really close.
Dylan came off, pretty fired good, over to Troy risky. Homan. And good thing Troy stopped that. That's a run. No balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That's inside.
Ada, Ohio, located in the Harding County. Population of 6,100, which seems a little high. Ohio Northern's fun. There.
I didn't realize it was anywhere near that big.
Yeah, Ohio Northern is there, so I'd say that's... Yep.
That's a rocket, and that's going to be a base hit over to Kobe. Kobe's going to field it quickly and fire it in. So we only give up one run on that base hit. Morgan comes across the plate to score, but the bases are still full. So three hits this inning off of Dylan. Jerry's going to go out and talk to him. So Coach Camp out there on the mound, pulling now over to third. Ennis over to second. Phipps at first.
It's going to be it.
Morgan across the plate.
Turn
and we're going to pull.
Yep.
Alex Deuce. So Alex Deuce coming in. Trent graduated a Mount 10 years ago.
Yep.
Great football player.
Want to take a break while he's rising?
I think we'll talk about the Kaiser boys. Have you seen, what was the one that could just jump? jump out of the gym?
Oh,
have you seen him lately? He's getting married. He's marrying
CRP. Pugh.
Yep, Martin Susan Pugh's daughter.
Yep.
I saw
She's
him.
She's beautiful.
Yes,
by the
she
way.
Is. And at the St. Joe Festival last year was canceled due to COVID.
Yeah.
But I had to drop my money off for the raffle ticket, and I went out, and Alex was in charge of that. And anyhow, he answered the door. He had this huge beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a big old beard.
And he gained about 30 pounds. I had no idea who answered that door.
Yeah, because he always had a baby face.
I said,
I'll tell you what, that's a great crew right there.
Oh, yeah.
Brother and man. Went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was kind of funny.
Those are two really good people.
He does have a tremendous beard.
Yes.
Has he still got it?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yep. Saw him last week. Yeah. Oh, just the other day at the
He opened the door.
Monday at the funeral home.
Hi, Dave.
Or Sunday at the funeral home.
Who the hell are you? He started laughing.
And Trent's also getting married, but it's
is that right?
From somewhere else, but I can't remember who it was. I've met her once about a year ago, I think before COVID.
Well, I just remember Alex playing basketball, and that guy could jump out of the gym, and he was quick, and then he had something, didn't he? Like late in his senior year, like he hurt his foot. Or something.
Oh, yep.
And he couldn't play towards the end. He was playing with it. And... All right, so Alex Deuce is now ready.
You have a 1 in 1,837 chance of becoming a victim of a violent crime in Ada, Ohio.
So there's that means, is that in a year?
Three
so that
year?
Means there's four or five of them every year.
I got to see what four recovery is.
Yep.
That's a great stat.
I don't know if we got a stat like it.
Oh, everybody. It's on the...
Is that right?
Yep. Oh, I'd be real curious how they get their stats.
All right, Alex Deuce. Bear down here. Nobody, no place to put anybody. Swing and a miss, first pitch. Roman Snyder, your pitcher or your hitter. I'm quite sure the coach said, look, this kid's got no place to put you. He's going to throw a first pitch fastball. Get on it. Well, he threw a first pitch fastball, but it was a little bit out of the zone. That one's... On the outside edge for strike two. Nice job, Alex.
That was a nice pitch.
All three runners out there are Dylan's runs. Runners, I should say. Here comes the 0-2. That's a curveball. Comes in there, and it rings him up. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
I thought that was going
to
hit him.
Coach Kalp has to be absolutely thrilled with that plan right there, because Alex come in and 1-2-3 struck him out, and that'll do it for the Ada Bulldogs in their half of the third. But they score a run on three hits. Indians lead 2-1.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Getting back and ready for the bottom of the third inning. Trent Ennis is going to take the mound here for the Bulldogs for his third try. Indians picked up one in the first and one in the second to give them two runs. And Ada picks up a run in the top half of the third to give them a run. So it's going to be 2-3-4. Landon Post, Ryan Post, and Brock Deuce. First three batters here for the Indians. Landon walked his first time up, come around to score. And I think right now, if we get our guys on the base, we're stealing. Because the catcher's been struggling there behind the plate. Agree with that, partner?
Yeah, we got to get somebody on base.
Got to get him on.
Yep.
Got to get him on before we can get him over. First pitch is outside. Ginormous hole out in left center. The pitch is low and inside. Landon gets in front. Two balls, no strikes. Spencer going down to get us some more water. And
how about some hot dogs?
Ooh, big dogs.
We got the big dog out today or not?
Gonna be my supper. I hope they got one left when this game's over. That one's in the dirt and back to the screen for ball three. We got any relish down there?
You don't really like relish.
I'm just trying to figure out what I can juice him up with a little bit. Yeah. Ketchup's got too much fructose in it.
Really?
Yeah.
You watching your fructose?
Keeping an eye on my fructose intake. That one's outside, ball four. So four straight pitches, four straight balls, and Landon goes down to first base.
I just got a gut feeling the Indians are going to put about a seven-pack on this.
I agree. I'm telling you, we're now going through it in here for the second time, and Ryan Post has got to be licking his chops because that right fielder has no idea how far he's going to have to run after this ball. Ryan struck out his first time up, so he's got a little bit of extra adrenaline flowing. Here he comes. More popcorn, more water. Dude's a champ. I made popcorn last. There goes the runner. And head first slide in there by Landon, and he's in there easy.
Nice tag by the shortstop. Got her down quick. Did.
I got home last night from the council meeting kind of hungry, and I made me a... My wife's got microwave popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Makes about eight kernels. That one swung on and hit out towards the center field.
Go,
center fielder turned around, and he's chasing it. Landon's going to come around. He's going to score. Ryan heading to second base, and he's standing up with a stand-up double. Nice job, Ryan Post.
We finally hit one that hit the grass without somebody catching it.
That?
So frustrating the last several weeks.
So Landon has scored both times he's been to the plate.
That boy Landon Post.
Posty now. Ryan Post, that is, standing out there at second base. So the old ball four comes back to haunt the eight of Bulldogs. That first is a pitch is a strike on the outside edge. Brocker turned around and looked at it like, what?
Wait a minute.
They couldn't have called that a strike. But he did.
He had an RBI single last time up, I believe, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And the first hit of the game, there's a high curveball that doesn't come down. Anyhow, I got home, not my wife popcorn. Called Skinny Girl.
What?
Her Skinny popcorn. Girl popcorn.
Called Skinny Girl.
That sounds awesome.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. It's really good. But I get like one handful of popcorn and it's out. I said, is this those little bags again?
Yeah. Skinny Girl.
I said, why? Why don't Joelle like some? So I got the big old pot out. There goes the runner. That's going to get past the catcher. And here comes Ryan. He's coming home. There goes the throw, and he's in there. So Ryan Post goes from second base all the way home on a pass ball. And the pitcher he was not thinking he had to cover that. And Ryan took advantage of it. That's senior stuff right there, folks.
He never slowed down. That was on his radar that whole time.
He had it in his head, didn't he?
Yep.
He comes around to score, and there's our first crooked number of the game. Indians with a two-spotter so far here in the third to make it 4-1. And there's ball four to Brock Deuce.
Whoops.
And I think we're coming out with the hook,
and the pitcher says, I'm done.
Yep. Pitcher said, I've had enough. Looks like we're going to have a little swap-a-roo. We'll take a popcorn break.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Did he actually say, get me out of here?
Yep.
Get me out. I'm done. Throws his glove.
Throws his mitt. Going to grab the first baseman's glove. Look at him throwing gloves. It's awesome. All right. Indians are going to have him change pitchers here. It is going to go to the – looks like first baseman's going to come in and pitch. So we'll take a quick break here. Indians up 4-1, bottom of the third.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up.
They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, so the little first baseman and pitcher switch positions. And us will go over to first, and Caden Phipps going to be the new pitcher here, junior for the Bulldogs. So with, I think we got one out.
I don't think we have any.
We have an out here in the bottom of the third inning. First two guys got on. Actually, Landon led the inning off with a walk and came around to score on Ryan Post double. And then a pass ball let Ryan go from second all the way home. And then four straight balls to Brock Deuce. Mr. Ennis says, I can't throw a strike, folks. I'm out of here. And that's going to bring Daniel Patch to the plate in a 4-1 ball game. Runner at first, two across the plate so far here in the third. Quick throw back to first, bobbles away from the first baseman, but not quite far enough for Brocky to decide to take off. A pitch is a strike on the outside edge.
Let's go, Daniel.
Daniel Patch, first hitter here against the new pitcher, Caden Phipps. There goes the runner. There's a hit and run. Ground ball to the shortstop. He's going to make a nice backhanded play, and that's going to be a base hit. He gets over there in time to stop it. And with Ducey already on the move to go to second, he's standing there easy, and he had no chance of throwing Daniel out at first base. So base hit by Daniel Patch. And that is the second base hit of the game, or second base hit of the inning. Two walks and two base hits so far. Runners at first and second. Riley Will the batter. And there's a nice bunt right over towards the third base side. How about that? Lack of communication there, folks. Third baseman stays home to cover the bag. Pitcher comes off the mound, looks over to third baseman, and he's 40 feet away. So back-to-back base hits. Patchy now over to second. Ducey at third. And Dylan Evers is your batter. No, Alex Deuce, I'm sorry. And Alex is 2-for-3 so far on this year. It would not surprise me one bit if Alex Deuce doesn't get a hold of this ball.
Yep.
Hey, we're full of water and we're coming this way, folks. We filled him up pretty quick. Garden hose fast.
Yeah.
A pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes to Alex.
Yeah, that wasn't real long, was it?
Mm-mm. A 6,000 gallon of water going out. That one's inside. Gets away, squirts away. Nobody's going to advance. Mayor charges $1 a gallon for that load. Nice. Puts that in his back pocket. Pizza money.
Not too bad.
Get a pretty good sized pizza for $6,000.
Lots of them. Alex taking all the way.
Yep.
That one comes right down Broadway for a strike. So now it's 3-1. No place to put him. Alex says, you know what? I want to hit the ball anyway.
Yep.
Bring her right in here. Bring her right here in the old.
He's got a new batting glove.
Right here in the loaf of bread. That's way outside. Ball four, and everybody's going to advance.
Alex runs down to first base. Charlie Hustle.
So Ducey now down to first. Brock Deuce across the plate. 5-1 ball game in favor of the purple and white. Daniel Patch over to third. Riley Will to second. And Kendrick Wendell steps in.
Tonight's scoreboard stumper.
Oh, thank goodness. I love these. I never get one.
I love them, too. Everybody knows that Ada is the home of Wilson Sporting Goods.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wilson Sporting Goods supplies NFL footballs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many footballs? There's a base hit.
Nice shot by Kendrick between the third baseman and shortstop. That drives in another run. Bobby said we're going to put a big number up, and so far he's absolutely correct.
Still nobody out?
Nobody out.
I kind of like this.
How many footballs are made a year in Wilson Sporting Goods?
Man, this was
just for the NFL or total?
No, total.
Swing and a miss by Troy. Big swing.
Here's your options. 56,000. 250,000. Or 700,000 a year. 56, 250, or 700,000 a year made at the Wilson Sporting Goods.
Well, you got a picture of elderly people buying footballs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't wear out.
I pitch way outside. One ball, two strikes with Troy.
They don't make all the footballs.
No.
No, not in the whole world, but they make a bunch. Everybody wants the ones that using the NFL.
56,000 is more than 1,000 footballs a week.
Think about that.
It's only 200 a day, though, if you work 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
They're all hand sewn. I'll say 56,000.
56,000.
I'm saying higher. Or is 56,000 the right answer?
He don't.
Okay. He doesn't know.
He don't. This is what bothers me about his questions. Here comes the 3-2. Struck out looking. Troy knew it right down the heart of the plate.
Well, I'm curious if he did like you and read the whole question.
I did. Yeah.
Dave, you're notorious for not reading the whole question.
All right, Spencer.
It makes it a lot more fun because we get to guess twice then.
All right, so the number... Ninth batter of the inning comes up here. Bases loaded, Kobe Wendell. That first pitch is down and in. Ball one. One out now. Troy Holman struck out looking. Kobe Wendell now at the plate. Runners.
Come on, Kobe.
Gap one.
Packed. Four spotter across the plate. That pitch check swing.
A little inside.
They appealed down to the base umpire to see if he went around, and he says, no, he did not. So here comes a 2-0. That one's high, right across the top of the old bill of the helmet.
The mission statement from Wilson Sporting Goods, consistency, commitment, attention to details, hallmarks of a tradition that dates back to more than 70 years.
It's in the dirt, ball four. Everybody advances again.
More than 700,000 footballs a year have been handmade in Ada, Ohio.
700,000. That's incredible.
That's a lot.
Think about that. That's a lot of eggs.
That is a lot of footballs. That was my first guess, and then I thought, no way, that's right. So, because I didn't think it was that big of a factory.
It ain't.
It's not. Because I remember watching it 1 year on Super Bowl. Before the Super Bowl, they had something on there. The people sitting around their table sewing those things.
I'll tell you who had it on. 60 Minutes had it on.
There you go.
On Super Bowl.
I know. I watched it somewhere.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yep.
So the Bulldogs falling apart here a little bit this inning. They've already got five across the plate here to make it a 7-1 ball game. Bases are loaded. One out. Landon Post, your batter, for the second time in the inning, and that one's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now. Phipps is struggling. Dylan's thinking, I might be able to pitch. I could probably come back in and pitch a little now. I feel better. 7-1 lead. That one's inside. Three balls and a strike. The reality of it is we're going to let Mr. Alex Deuce go back out there. That pitch is in the dirt, ball four. So here comes the coach. I think we're going to have another pitching change, folks.
Here comes Ryan Post, too, and this baby could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say. So
Landon down at first.
Swing for the fences, Ryan.
Alex Deuce comes in to score. Kendrick Wendell over to third. And Kobe is at second. Landon.
The left fielder, lefty's coming in.
So the left fielder's coming in to do some throwing. That was Ty Jameson.
Big Ty. Harold's grandson.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think so. Harold Jameson?
Mm-hmm.
Great, great grandson, maybe.
Yep, pretty sure that's not true.
I will take a quick break, let this young man warm up a little bit. Indians lead 8-1 here in the big inning so far in the third.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, so the Indians now working on the pitcher number three here for the Bulldogs, and a junior by the name of Tyler Jameson comes in out of the left field, and he's going to face left-handed batter senior number 13, Ryan Post. Comes into a jam here. Bases are loaded. One out. Our best hitter at the plate.
Since 1941, every point scored in the NFL has been with a Wilson football.
Is that right?
No, it's not.
Did you ever find out how many, what's our chances of having a, what was it?
I don't know.
What was it? There was 1,800. One in 1,800 or something.
Oh, they had. Yeah, crime.
Crime. There
a,
you go.
A serious crime. I can't remember the particular term.
I couldn't
term.
Find it. Come on, Ryan. Stay hot, brother. This is getting ready to be 11-1.
Yes, sirree. That is hit hard out towards the right fielder, and the right fielder's like, oh, my God. He turns around. He runs all the way back to the fence. Here comes one. Here comes two. Here comes three, folks, and my partner is dead nuts on when he says it's about to be 11-1, and it is. Ryan Post with a stand-up triple, folks, over the right fielder's head. Have a day, my friend.
That was awesome.
Kendrick Wendell scores. Kobe Wendell scores. Landon Post scores.
Troy Hellman struck out.
And the crooked number. And Landon.
Okay.
Troy struck out. Somebody's got to make it out.
Not that big. Troy is the type of kid who you'll be able to tease him with that.
Yeah, we might be able to tease him.
Maybe you'll make all three outs this inning.
Oh, my God. Jerry would have to take him out before he would have the opportunity to do that. That's hit hard out towards the left fielder. Left fielder says, oh, I can't get to that one. So another big shot right there. Bruiser Deuce, stand-up double. And the Indians get the bats fired up, folks.
Man, it feels so good to have those things dropping
in
there.
We haven't had an inning like this in a long time. In fact, I'm not even sure if we've actually had a 10-run inning all year. I'd have to say the answer to that is no.
I think we got
eight. Is it 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sure as heck. And we're still in the third inning with one out. And Daniel Patch steps in. Patchy had a hit his last time up in this inning. That first pitch comes in outside. Do the mercy rules stay in effect for tournament games?
Absolutely. I think so.
Absolutely.
No, I think. Yeah, they do.
Bobby knows.
Maybe not in the state semis.
That one's further outside. There goes the runner down to third. tough play, and he's in there.
That drive Jerry crazy. Jerry say, boys, that's it.
Jerry say, no more stealing?
Yeah.
Well, there's no place to steal now but home, and I don't think Brock's going to do that. Because Daniels, nope, he pumps this one up, and I'm out of play.
Middle of the parking lot. Two hops somebody's tire, so that's good.
I'll tell you one thing. We have gone through the cinnamon discs this season.
Yep.
Can't get enough of it.
Kind of backed off the butterscotch.
Scutterbotches.
Scutterbotch.
That one's outside for a ball. Three balls and a strike.
Still the hardest I ever laughed at. Brick Street, or Tin Man's.
And Chuck wanted Scutterbotch.
Yep.
There's a rocket over to the shortstop. He gets one off the chest. Bobbles it, comes up, fires over to first base, way over the first baseman's head.
Nice job, though, by the shorts. That ball was hit hard.
That was a hard hit ball.
In front of it, nailed him in the chest, kind of come up on him.
So the 11th run of the inning scores. Brock Deuce across the plate, and Daniel Patch reaches on an error. This is some kind of inning, folks. Bobby wanted 7. We got 11. 7 come 11. Riley Will, now your batter. Troy Homan begging that somebody makes it out here. He does not want to come up.
Oh, yeah, he does. He wants the challenge.
Oh, yeah, he does want the challenge, but I'll be okay if he makes all 3 outs.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
That'd be something we could tease about him for as long as I live.
Yep, well.
You remember a game one night, Troy, back in 2021? We played, I don't remember who we played, but you made all 3 outs in one inning. We scored 27 in one inning, and you made them all.
I've seen it happen in softball several times.
Oh, yeah. That one's way outside, gets past the catcher, and Patchy moves over to second. So with one away and 11 across the plate, 13-1 ball game in favor of the Indians. Riley Will is in there with 2 balls, no strikes, 1 away. And that would be Troy Homan.
Woody's weed eating.
Somebody is weed eating. Swing and a miss by Riley. 2 balls and a strike.
Must be Keith Emmel. I don't see Woody anywhere.
Hand me one of those hot things.
Oh, they're just delicious.
I don't like them, but I'm going to eat one.
That one's way outside.
You'll like these.
You don't like the cinnamon discs?
I like them, but...
As long as they don't give you the wins.
Ain't had the wins a couple of days.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, we got the window and the doors open, so...
We battled through that for back-to-back ball games, folks. That one's popped up and back in the middle of the infield. Ada's got players getting loose. Across the alley. I'm not sure why they're not down in the bullpen, but. Here comes the 3-2. That's way outside, ball 4. That is walk number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in this inning. Walk number 6 in this inning. And walk number 7. 8 total so far. Wow. Alex Deuce says, I'll step back in there one time. He takes the ball in the dirt. One hour and 20 minutes into this ball game, 13-1 in favor of the purple and white. Alex Deuce at the plate, 1-1 count, runners at first and second. That one's low and inside for a ball. 2 balls and a strike now. We have to watch when it gets to it just does 100 minutes, and then it goes back, I think.
Yeah, that's what it appeared from the last time.
Swing and a miss.
Because we were kind of watching, and all of a sudden it...
was back to...
It was back to 0-something, mm-hmm. Like 0-5 or 0-6. It didn't switch over at 60. I thought it probably would, but it didn't.
Well, it's 81 right now.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Got Alex. So the second K-burger of the inning for the Ada Bulldogs, and that's going to bring the ninth, 16th batter of the inning to the plate. Ooh. If Kendrick gets on, I don't know if I've ever moved the inning number over twice in my scorebook.
Yep. I've never done it in baseball, done it a bunch of times. It's off of softball after over 20 or 30 years, but yeah, that's.
That one's high. Two balls, no strikes to Kendrick.
Looks like you're going to be finishing this bad boy up by yourselves.
What you got?
Troubles? T-ball. T-ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Swinging.
That's better
piece
than,
of that one.
Than having work troubles.
Yeah.
A lot better. Whole lot better.
I'm assuming he's playing back here at the pool?
Yep.
I can get you binoculars if you want to sit here and watch it.
I think it'd be better.
Be powerful.
Yep. Have to be able to see through trees.
Uh-oh. That one is thrown way away from everybody.
That one might have been 12 feet high, literally.
Come on, little guy. Come on, guy. Throw strikes, buddy.
And
yeah, now you're to the point now.
Yeah, come on now. Work now hard out there, buddy.
Now you're to the point where you're starting to feel bad here.
Yep.
Runners now at second and third. Kendrick hits that one high.
Nobody's getting that one.
I don't think so.
Second baseman going out. Oh, it's off his glove. And both runners score.
With two outs, runner was.
So Daniel Patch comes around. He scores. Riley Will comes around. He scores. Jerry's coming in saying, I need another hitter. Kendrick Wendell ends up at first base on an E4. So guess what?
Troy can make two.
First out of the inning went to this young man, and he's got a chance to make the third out in the inning. That pitch is inside.
Ain't happening.
Nope.
I don't think it's happening either. I have to agree with my partner.
Troy's a competitor. He'll hit it hard.
I can hear his dad down there saying, give it a ride, Troy. Here comes the pitch. Ooh. That hits him right in the middle of the back. So Troy boy,
guys are ready.
Hit by a pitch, down to first, Kendrick to second, and I've got one spot left. This is the 18th batter of the inning.
Pinch hitter is going to be Derek Lochtefeld.
I got you. It looks like Kobe is going to give his spot up to Derek Lochtefeld.
Yep, let him get an at-bat here at probably the last high school baseball game on this field.
You're going to make me cry.
Yep.
Derek steps in. 15-1 now in favor of the purple and white. 13 runs in this inning. And we may not be done.
Yep.
That one's in the dirt, gets away, and both runners advance. So Big Kendrick down to third, Troy Homan at second. Derek, the batter.
Let's go, Derek.
15 biggins across the old plate so far in this inning, or so far in this ball game. That one's inside for a ball.
And we're still just in the bottom of the third.
Did you see the pitcher's look on his face? Yeah. He wanted that one bad. Dude, give me a strike.
Come on, man.
2-0. Derek rocks one. Right past the shortstop's going to score one, going to score two. So Derek Lochtefeld with a base hit.
All right, Derek.
And I have to move, and here comes the coach going to come out and pull his third pitcher, Tyler Jameson. Folks, now I'm scratching out the five in my scorebook and keeping that a three. That's unbelievable. That's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. He's scored twice. He's walked twice in this. He's walked three times in this ball game and scored all three times. He's walked twice in this inning and scored both times.
He's coming up for his third time.
What's that?
Ryan Post could hit the side one, wouldn't
he? Ryan Post could come up and hit a bomb and have a, or he could, yeah, a single. Yeah. Single, double, and a triple in this inning. That's incredible. So the new pitcher, number 22. Number 22.
Tyler James.
Negative Ghost Rider?
No, I don't know. It might be a different. That might be a freshman that they didn't have on their roster that they.
Well, he's the guy that just took him out. He was the guy that was pitching. Big Ty came in.
Got 222.
I think this guy came from third base. Maybe.
23. Roman Schneider.
Yep, there we go. Yeah, they've got dark gray with purple letters, and it's a little tough to read them.
Roman Schneider, the new pitcher. A right-hander. 5'10", 82 pounds.
I think so.
What's that?
On the air, ain't we, Spencer?
Well, yeah, I'm listening to it. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh, we didn't go to commercial. Yeah. No. We're just jibber jabbering. We could if you want to.
19th batter of the inning coming to the plate.
Well, you don't like to see this stuff.
No, this is the kind of thing
that. It was fun for the first seven runs.
Yep.
This is the kind of the thing that you imagine being a defensive player out there for 15,
Here's
15
my question.
Runs.
Here's my question.
Okay. This sounds like it's going to be an insult to me. Good. Because it just sounded like it's going to be.
These guys won six games.
Who did they beat? Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. I hope they throw strikes here. I ain't rooting against Fort, but
yeah,
it's time to move on.
And I think they threw their best pitcher.
Okay, here's one for you. Let's do some Indians. Do we have the most runs in an inning? On our staff?
Probably not.
Extra base hits, runs, innings, most runs in an inning.
Oh.
No, we don't. Just
okay.
Most runs in an inning. 13, 2021 on May the 17th.
18th, but who's counting?
Is it the 18th?
Yep.
Spencer, it just, when you correct me.
Sometimes you just want to kill Neil.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to write it a whole bunch of times today, so. On Mondays and Tuesdays, I always know what the date is because I write it a whole bunch.
Bill Pan?
No, it's Calps. When I deliver something, I have to write the date down.
Did you double check the calendar or you just knew?
Rob tells me every morning.
Big Rob.
Rob Weaver.
17-1 ball game. New pitcher, Roman Schneider. First pitch strike to Landon Post.
If it helps any, Calpy, you're the third person today that thought it was the 17th. That I've dealt with today.
That does make me feel good. Yep. You know, yesterday I probably signed about 90 checks at the town hall. I wrote the 17th. That's a ball hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder coming in. Oh. Goes off his glove, folks.
Jonesy.
So an E.
Yep. Christian seven. Jones.
Christian Jones comes to the plate, folks.
Long and curly black hair.
He's batting in place of Ryan Post.
Ryan had a pretty nice day today.
Ryan had a great inning.
Yes. Yes.
He had a game and an inning.
Yep. Sorry about this.
The little whirlwind coming in.
threw our trash down onto
Bobby
people.
Bobby was fast right there.
Yeah, he caught most of it.
Swing and a miss by Jonesy.
Raining cinnamon wrappers on the people down below us.
How many Calps have won a batting title at Fort Recovery?
I did not. Johnny may have.
Jerry?
I don't think Jerry did.
He was on a team with a whole bunch of really good players.
I think Kevin Dilworth was tough then.
Probably. Mike Denny was really tough, and there's some really good players on that team.
Jerry would have been later than that, right?
Jerry was in, he played. He was a sophomore there in 71.
Well, look at this guy behind you.
Yep.
Ah, Mr. Brown.
How many Stoglers have won batting titles?
Goob. How many Stoglers have won batting titles?
Goob might have.
Nope.
Nope.
A rocket off the bat of Christian Jones goes out to left field.
All right.
And that loads the bases up.
And the Indians' dugout explodes. They
did,
love
did
that
Kendrick
kid.
Score? I think he did, didn't he?
Yep.
I have really no idea.
Yes. Well, he's not
Who's
out there.
It? Wyatt Benn's up.
Troy Homan now at third.
Nope. Derek Lochtefeld's
Derek
third.
Lochtefeld.
Derek Lochtefeld.
Who batted for Troy? Yep.
No. Troy batted.
Troy batted, so he must have scored.
Derek batted for Kobe.
Oh, yep, yep.
Derek batted for Kobe, and Landon is at second. And
Jonesy's at first.
Jonesy's at first with a base knock.
And Superintendent?
Stay.
Is sitting right behind us.
Ball gets away. And
good to have you in the booth, Mr. Brown.
Chuck Stogler is the only Stogler to win a batting title.
Chuck Stogler did.
280.
Wow.
280 in 1974.
In 1985, and I don't know, you guys are going to puke, but Tom Hall and I beat the school record, which was his dad's. Big Buzz. Norman Hall batted 412.
Ooh.
And I beat him, and so did Tom, and Tom got the record in 1985.
Yeah, that's wrong, but good try.
I believe you.
And it, that is out number three off the bat of... Was it?
Jerry McConaughey batted 550 in 1953. Dale Pearson batted 478 in 1954.
Wow.
Leo Schwinerman batted 478.
Well, what was Norman?
Buzz. Yeah, so
Norm batted...
359 and 429.
Your stats. You make these up? Dream these, or how's that work?
I don't know. Indiana, we score 15 runs. And at the end of three, Indians lead 17-1.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back after that extremely long bottom of the third inning where the Indians score 15 runs on 8 hits. There was 6 walks in that inning given up by the Bulldogs. And Alex Deuce finally gets a chance to go back out there.
It might
Mr.
even
Mr. Brown,
be,
you might as well put them headphones on and join me here.
Might even be a long enough in between that his pitches from the previous inning don't even count for the same day.
Oh, man.
He'd have a bigger pitch count.
I tell you what, with... That's the most runs I think I've ever seen scored in one inning.
Yep, that's a lot.
15 runs. And I'm joined here now by Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of Fort Recovery Schools.
You made a really good trade, Bubba, for
Absolutely.
Mr. Brown.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Good to have you on here, buddy.
He knows a lot more about baseball than I do.
He knows Zilcho. Alex Deuce back out there on the mound, throwing good. Strikeout number one already, punch out.
Well, just in case you hadn't been listening ever before, Mr. Brown, these guys very seldom talk about baseball.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that. I've dialed in before.
There's lots of chit-chat.
There's other things to talk about.
Yes, and especially with so much time between pitches and stuff like that, it's a very good thing to do it that way. But
so, Kate Berger for Alex. First two batters that he faces, he punches them both out, and that's going to bring Jacob Southerly to the plate. The book on Dylan, he allowed one run on 4 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 2. Not his best outing. He'll be the first one to tell you. Swing and a miss by the lefty. Dylan just didn't have his stuff, and he come out. He struggled in the first inning, hit the first batter, you know.
Yep.
And not that rattled him that much. He got out of the inning. There's a weak ground ball back over to – that's going to be a tough play. Nice job by Riggs Toby to come out of the old catcher spot. Comes out, scoops it up, fires down to Bo Tin, who is now at first base.
I notice this Ada team is pretty young.
Ada's yes. very young. They're 6-10 on the year, 1-7 in their league. A lot of small guys on there. Mm-hmm. Alex comes in there to the first pitch strike to Jake Morgan. We roll back to the top. The only guy to score here for Ada. Leadoff guy. Had a single in the third inning. Swing and a miss on that one. A little tardy on that swing. So, Larry, we're down to the last week and a half, maybe? Seniors last week?
Yeah, seniors last week and the other kids.
Oh, my goodness.
I usually tell them there's like 89 days till the start of school, though.
You tell them there's 89 days till the start of school. Something That's like dirty. That. That's mean. Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
Only 89 days left.
Well, I'll be there a good part of the summer.
Yeah,
so.
You'll be there a lot, I'm sure. One ball, two strikes. Oops, swing and a miss. Got him. 1-2-3 inning for Alex Deuce. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians lead 17-1.
That had some action on it.
It did have some spin.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Mr. Brown fired up a stat over here. We scored 17 runs in 1999 in one inning against the Anzonia Tigers.
Oh, so.
And,
42 in a game against Neptune.
We scored 42 runs in a game against the Neptune. Wonder what the heck
there was
Neptune.
No 10-run rule then.
Wonder what the heck Neptune's.
Yeah, I don't know. I knew they had a school there, but I didn't remember them having a high school. I did have an elementary school there, I know, in the Salina school system. But
so the hitter coming up here is Bo Tin. He's going to take Daniel Patch's place there at first base. He gets his first at bat of the game. Sectional semifinals here in Fort Recovery. Indians on top big, 17-1 over the Ada Bulldogs. One ball, one strike to Bo. Can't tell who's on deck, but I think it's a Rammel. Who would that be? Swing and a miss.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I will have to.
If you can find somebody in the old JV schedule or JV.
We'll have to listen to Isaac when he announces him. Because Isaac will know who it is.
Here comes the 1-2 to Bo. It's in the dirt. Good eye by Bo Tin, number 10. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. 17-1 ball game. Indians crushing the Ada Bulldogs.
And Bo is carrying on the family tradition of wearing number 10.
Absolutely. That one's outside. Ball three.
Mm-hmm.
So you ramble on the JV either, do you?
Don't know.
There's a hard hit ball over towards the shortstop. The shortstop comes up with a clean, fires over to first base. Great play, and
nice
he gets
stretch.
Nice job by the shortstop, yep. And a nice job by the first baseman. Bo goes down 6-3 for out number one. Did you hear it, Spencey?
Oh,
he announced it.
Nope.
Number 11, a ramble. We don't have him in the JV book, and we don't have him on the varsity. Not sure who this
is. Do you have a freshman team that might be?
We definitely have a freshman team. Is there a freshman team in there, Mr. Brown?
No, it's not listed.
He's tall-ish, skinny.
Somebody knows who this young man is? Shoot me a text. I'd like to know. 419-234-2976. He swings at that one, pops it up, and it's out of play.
So I can see his face. He
got
might
text. Got a text from Brother Tom at the Purple Post. He says, I bet Mr. Brown has a very nice looking hat. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I picked it up today, yeah.
There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop comes in, makes a play, fires over to first. Two up, two down. Nice plays by the short. Both of them 6-3 in the old scorebook. And that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate.
Yeah, I wasn't listening when Isaac announced the ramble. So
we'll get her figured out.
My fault. Yep.
First pitch outside.
He wasn't afraid to swing the bat and put it in play and hustled down to first, and I like it.
We're really working the rambles here. I wonder if that's like Bonnie's grandson. Maybe?
No, she doesn't have any playing baseball. I asked her today.
She doesn't have any playing baseball. That's a hard hit ball out towards left field. Left fielder going back about four or five steps, and he makes the play. So three up, three down here in the fourth for the Indians, and we'll go to the top of the fifth. Indians up a bunch, 17-1.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians need three outs, and this ball game is in the books. Indians up big time, 17-1.
Yep. Clock went is at 0-4, just about 10 minutes.
So we officially have 1 hour and 44 minutes into this game.
Yep. And it is 6:42, and it started 2 minutes early.
Be about right, wasn't it?
Yep.
Keep him from scoring seven runs, and this might be it.
Yep.
I'm thinking Alex, the way he's working tonight, he's dealing them, baby.
Yep.
He's going to face 2-3-4, pulling Jameson and Ennis. First three batters here for the Bulldogs. Ooh. Strike on the outside edge. Tell you what, Alex has got about three different arm slots he comes off of that mound with, and that one he kind of came about three-quarter, and that one's about half. Pops that one up over towards the first baseman, and Bo Tin makes the play.
Alex did what he was supposed to do. He flew from the mound over to cover first base since the first baseman was over making that play, and he was there in plenty of time.
Absolutely. Did a nice job right there.
He's impressing me.
So we got a freshman coming to the plate, Aiden Bullinger. Pinch hitting here for Ty Jameson. And that's a rocket out towards right field, out towards Christian Jones. Jonesy comes up with it. And that's going to be a base hit. So Bullinger comes up, freshman, nice hit for him. First pitch swinging and knocks around right center field. And so Cody Johnston now comes to the plate.
Yep.
A senior.
He was one of those out there warming up across the alley.
Gets down in a low stance. You know what?
Yep.
Alex has thrown him some nice, easy ones in there. This young man obviously has some.
Yep. I think he's Downs.
He might be a Downs syndrome
and
boy.
I love this. This is
so
awesome.
Alex is trying to put one right down the old cake for him. Swing and a miss. Dang it. This is pretty cool right here, folks. You watch videos and stuff like this, and now we've got the opportunity here.
Come on, Cody.
I kind of want him to hit it really bad.
Yes. Really. Really.
There's a ball. This is pretty cool for this young man, a senior.
Yep.
Cody Johnston. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first. He throws that one in there, swinging and a miss. Got him. Cody not happy with swinging and missing. He's mad at himself. Throws a bat to his
Well, I hope they got opportunities to do that in front of home fans from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never know how that's all going to go.
Absolutely. So
that was impressive.
That was pretty cool. Alex did his best here to try to hit that ball.
Maybe his last high school at bat.
You're probably right.
Yep, he's a senior, and I'm sure they don't have any other games scheduled now. We finished ours up last week. Pretty sure they're finished.
Now they're down to their last out. Cameron Bober, the batter. I take that back. It's a sophomore pinch hitter, Aiden East. This game got out of way, and coaches are getting everybody to try to get a bat in there.
Yep, might as well.
Aiden East, number 99, number one in your heart. Swing and a miss. High tease right there from AD coming in. He came in, I tell you what, he came in with bases loaded, two outs, and he came in the third inning, and he went good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Roman Snyder, and he has been lights out ever since. And that's the ball game, folks. He strikes out looking.
Ain't in the corner there, dude.
And he hit the outside edge, and the Indians are going to win this bad boy 17-1. We'll be back to recap this in a little bit.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here to wrap things up here on a pretty impressive win over the Ada Bulldogs for the Fort Recovery Indians. 17-1 is tonight's score in a shortened game here in five innings. And you know, it was a pretty good game. It's a pretty good game up until the third inning. It was a 2-1 ball game, and the Indians come up in the bottom half of the third, and we throw 21 batters to the plate, and we cross 15 times. So damage obviously done there in the third inning, and Alex took care of the rest on the mound, relief for Dylan Evers. So the Indians now waiting to see who wins the game between New Knoxville and Crestview. We are going to assume it will be the Crestview Knights just because the Rangers have struggled. And like Neil said earlier, they've only won one ball game so far this year. But have to wait for the outcome of that one. We'll see who wins that bad boy. Mr. Brown, did you find anything?
No, I didn't. But we would travel to Crestview.
We would travel to Crestview,
and we would host New Knoxville. Mm-hmm. But we're traveling to Crestview. Yeah.
They had a lot of errors this game that kind of hurt them.
Well, I didn't even keep track of them after a while. The Bulldogs just, I mean, they were in the field forever in that third inning. And, for them, they scored one run on five hits. They stranded three. They struck out eight times. We walked them a couple of times. For Dylan, he gave up with the one run on four hits. He struck out four, and he only walked two. So Alex come in relief and did a stellar job. For the Indians, 17 runs on 10 hits. We only stranded a couple. We only struck out a couple of times, and we had eight base on balls. And free passes like that come back to haunt you. But in a game like this, it didn't make a whole heck of a lot of difference. Leading us in offense tonight was Brock Deuce and Ryan Post. Ryan Post just hit a stand-up double. He had a stand-up triple. Just hit the bejeepers out of the ball. Spencey found the score here. Crestview 7, Knoxville 1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So it looks like Crestview is probably going to come away with that victory. And we'll head to Crestview on Thursday night if they can hang on. So for the Indians, we'll probably put Daniel Patch on the mouth Thursday night against Crestview. And they did beat us by one run earlier in the year on a Saturday game, now that I remember. Right? Yep. I think they came in on a Saturday.
Yeah, one or two. I can't remember. It was a close game when we had
That's when we went through about a five-game stretch where we lost all five, all by one run.
Yep.
And we just couldn't get that big hit, timely hit, to get that to get that lead back. So we owe them one. We'll see what we can do at their home field. And they got a nice place there in Crestview to play ball. So
yes, it is.
Thursday night, we'll head over there, and we'll see what we can do. Other than that, not much to say. That the Bulldogs just struggled in the third inning on fielding the ball. They couldn't catch a pop-up. They couldn't field a ground ball. So nothing worked right for them in that third inning, and they just kind of started hanging their heads, and that was the end of the game here for the Ada Bulldogs. So, Spencey, is there anything to add before we close out, or is there something you want to talk about?
Not really. We always talk about the upcoming games, and we have one.
Well, we only have one, and that's Thursday night at Crestview. Mr. Brown, it was a pleasure to have you up here in the booth.
Certainly appreciate Fort Recovery covering our sporting activities.
We love doing it. We love doing the games on the radio. And for Mr. Brown and Dave Kalp and Neil Spencer and Fort Recovery Radio, we thank all our sponsors and we thank everybody for listening. We'll be back around 5 o'clock on Thursday night to take on the Crestview Knights. We'll see you then.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.